Ever wondered how some entrepreneurs build million-dollar businesses starting with almost nothing? Michael Michalowicz's journey embodies this paradox. After building and selling two multi-million-dollar companies before 35, he lost everything, hitting rock bottom before discovering his most valuable insight. True entrepreneurship thrives on constraints. The less you have, the more creative you become. While conventional wisdom demands extensive business plans and substantial startup capital, Michalowicz argues that limitations are your secret weapon. This counterintuitive approach isn't just theory. It's how countless successful businesses began. Think about it. Microsoft started in a garage. Amazon sold only books, and Google offered just a search engine. They all began with intense focus before expanding. The entrepreneurial mindset isn't about having everything you need. It's about maximizing what you already have. What if your perceived disadvantages, limited funds, experience, or connections, are actually your greatest advantages? When resources are scarce, innovation becomes necessary rather than optional. You'll discover creative solutions that well-funded competitors miss entirely. This approach transforms entrepreneurship from a privilege for the well-resourced into an opportunity for anyone with passion, focus, and resourcefulness. Imagine two warriors facing overwhelming odds. One fights for a cause they deeply believe in, the other fights merely for payment. Who persists when the battle intensifies? The warrior with purpose always outlasts the mercenary. This same principle applies to entrepreneurship. Purpose-driven entrepreneurs persist through seemingly insurmountable challenges, while those motivated solely by profit often retreat when difficulties arise. The critical question isn't, what business can I start, but what business can I not help but start? When you follow your calling, work becomes energizing rather than depleting. You'll find yourself thinking about your business constantly, in the shower, during commutes, even in dreams. This natural obsession provides the stamina required for entrepreneurial success. Why do some entrepreneurs thrive with minimal resources while others fail despite abundant funding? The difference lies in beliefs, not circumstances. Our internal dialogue shapes our reality more powerfully than external conditions. Limiting beliefs like I need more money or I don't have enough experience create an invisible wall separating you from success. The entrepreneurial journey requires transforming this wall into what Michalowicz calls the channel, a pathway of enabling beliefs. This isn't about positive thinking. It's about replacing false limitations with empowering perspectives. I have no marketing budget becomes limited resources will force me to develop more creative, effective marketing strategies. When you encounter frustration or perceive impossibility in your market, you've discovered potential opportunity, pain points signaling unmet needs your business could address. Having identified your calling and transformed limiting beliefs, you must ensure your passion generates sustainable income. Consider, can your idea produce significant revenue? Will it provide consistent cash flow? Can you launch with minimal startup costs? These questions direct your passion towards sustainable success. Your business should reflect your deepest values, what Michalowicz calls immutable laws. These non-negotiable principles guide every business aspect, from product development to hiring. When your business embodies these core values, you naturally attract like-minded customers and team members who resonate with your mission. Your immutable laws help maintain integrity in decision-making. Understanding the distinction between freelancing and entrepreneurship is crucial. Freelancers sell their time and skills directly, while entrepreneurs build systems generating value beyond their personal effort. True entrepreneurship creates something that could eventually operate without your constant involvement. When your business embodies what matters most while addressing real market needs, you've found where passion meets profit, creating unstoppable drive through challenges. Microsoft, Hewlett-Packard, and Google all began with narrow focus before expanding. This principle, focusing small to grow big, is essential for entrepreneurs with limited resources. Concentration on a specific niche allows you to achieve excellence efficiently, enabling swift adaptation, superior quality, and deeper market penetration. Like racing, where focusing on obstacles guarantees collision, while focusing on the path ensures safety, entrepreneurs must fix their attention on specific goals rather than limitations or competitors. Successful entrepreneurs must choose one primary innovation area: quality, price, or convenience. Walmart, price, and McDonald's, convenience, demonstrate how commitment to a single innovation area creates market leadership. Rather than targeting broad demographics, identify specific individuals whose values align perfectly with your offering. This targeted focus naturally polarizes markets, creating passionate followers and critics, which strengthens customer loyalty. Finally, build your business around your natural talents. This ensures you focus on activities that energize rather than deplete you, creating sustainability throughout your entrepreneurial journey. Forget elaborate 5-year plans. Successful entrepreneurs embrace adaptive approaches centered on the Prosperity Plan, a living document defining your business's purpose and vision. Brian Scudamore of 1-800-GOT-JUNK exemplifies this. While fishing, he envisioned transforming the junk removal industry with ambitious goals. Within 5 years, his company grew from $1 million to $100 million, all starting with a clear vision. Complementing this vision is quarterly tacking. Like sailors adjusting course despite changing winds, entrepreneurs must regularly reassess their direction while maintaining ultimate goals. Each quarter, select critical objectives, break them into concrete actions with clear accountability, and track progress visibly. The perfect moment to start your business will never arrive. The distinction between successful entrepreneurs and dreamers isn't knowledge or resources, it's action. Colin Powell's P equals 40 to 70 principle captures this. Act when you have between 40% and 70% of needed information. Below 40%, you're shooting in the dark. Above 70%, you've likely missed the opportunity. Fred DeLuca founded Subway with just $1,000 at 17, building a multi-billion dollar franchise through decisive action despite imperfect preparation. For those struggling to start, document thoughts to clarify focus, prioritize tasks, execute quick actions immediately, and discard time wasters. Breaking larger goals into manageable segments and creating external accountability generates momentum. Money sustains ventures rather than starting them. The toilet paper entrepreneur views resource scarcity as a creative catalyst. Julie Anderson exemplifies this, launching a successful costume business with minimal funds by crafting to order using thrifted materials. Her constraints sparked ingenuity, leading to a more sustainable model than many built on abundant capital. When facing financial limitations, explore creative funding alternatives. Kyle McDonald traded a red paperclip for a house through disciplined exchanges, showing how value can be built from nearly nothing. Before seeking external funding, leverage personal talents to generate initial momentum. Establish a profit-first account immediately. Transfer a percentage of each deposit into this reserve before paying expenses, ensuring stability during difficult periods. Start small and increase gradually, building financial resilience while operations adjust. This approach transforms limitations into strategic advantages. Limited resources force prioritization, creativity, and efficiency, qualities that remain valuable as your business grows. By embracing the three sheets mentality early, you develop financial habits supporting sustainable growth rather than depending on continuous capital infusion. The entrepreneurial journey isn't about having everything before starting. It's about starting with what you have and discovering it's enough. When passion combines with focused action and resourcefulness, three sheets are all you need to build something remarkable.